rings on my wrist. You're listening to the Real Batch podcast, where we use astrology, energy work, intention, spirituality, and a little bit of rebellion to take you from stuck to oh, fuck. Welcome back to the Real Batch podcast with your girl, Ashley Betchley. Today, we are going to talk about eclipses. What are they? Why do we care? How does this affect me? And so on and so forth. Eclipses are some of the most powerful energy out there. It pushes you forward and shakes shit up, even if you don't want it to. And that's why I think it's so important to know where in your chart this eclipse affects you, because you can have your defenses up a little bit and be like, okay, instead of being caught off guard, I am going to be prepared. Like, no, you cannot surprise me with a tax bill. Like, I know it's coming, so I've already saved up some money or whatever, like that kind of vibe. So using the eclipses to know where it hits your chart and how it is going to propel you forward is one of the most important predictive tools in astrology. I'm also going to teach you how to use eclipse season to create a new self-concept and to use that self-concept aligned with that area of your chart. So you probably don't even know what areas of your chart this is hitting. I'm going to go off of rising signs. We have 4 eclipses this year. And because I know astrology is so damn confusing, I'm going to keep this super simple just so that you can understand it, move with it, kind of get a glimpse of it, and possibly be interested more in how it affects you and what you can do, because it really sets the theme for your next year. Solar and lunar eclipses come in pairs. Solar is a new moon, and then lunar is a full moon, and it's basically like a new moon and a full moon on steroids, if you know, you kind of want to give it that vibe. And the moon is super important because it regulates and controls our inner emotions, how we feed ourselves emotionally, where we retreat, where we feel safe to. And when you think about that, think about how powerful the moon is. Think about it controls the tides. It aligns with a lot of women's periods. A lot of animals will breathe then. Parasites, super gross, but they like to come out a lot around the full moon.
Ew, who does she think she is doing her own commercial? Oh yeah, that's right, me. If you're enjoying the show, which I hope you are, make sure to like, subscribe, and if you're feeling fancy, which I think you are, head over to Instagram, AshBetchBaby, and join the Real Betch community where we expand even more on all these topics. Okay, bye!
Etc., etc. Also, I just want to be real and dive in that the energy is super freaking heavy right now. We've had 4 or 5 planets in water in Pisces for quite a while. We are in a pre-Mercury retrograde shadow, which basically means before Mercury goes retrograde, it's basically preparing to go retrograde. So it's going to go forward and then go backwards. So we're going to be revisiting a lot of things. And then we're going into this portal coming into Saturday for our first solar eclipse in Taurus. And then we have a lunar eclipse May 15th. By the way, these will be in the notes. Then we have one October 25th, again in Scorpio, and then a lunar eclipse November 8th in Taurus. So unlike other years, we're really ping-ponging between Taurus and Scorpio this year. So if you know what area of your chart that is, or if you're a Taurus or Scorpio rising, you guys are going to feel it the most. And the north nodes, which basically the north and south nodes of the moon, are also as a collective in these signs, which just means there's a lot of activation around that area. I don't know anybody right now that isn't just super tired, blah, unmotivated, feeling like manifestations aren't coming true. They just want to eat, sleep. It's hard to start anything new right now, or maybe it just feels that way. I'm a very, very motivated person. Some even have said a firecracker, and I have been struggling with motivation. And if you take away anything from this episode, I hope that you just take away that we're all going through it. We're all feeling off. We all feel possibly a little bit stuck, and it's going to get better. It has to. I it's going to get better. But eclipses also push us forward whether we want to or not. Like if you think about it, there's events that come into your life that if they didn't come along, they wouldn't push you to move forward. I look back through eclipses for the last 10 years, and even some of them directly coincided with my marriage and divorce, hitting my relationship house and then my house of self. When I started my Airbnb, that was immediately between eclipses. Another one was starting a relationship long distance immediately after an eclipse in Sagittarius. And it's the opening and the closing of doorways. It's the land between the bridge and the bridge that you take between the two lands. You can almost think of it like someone turns the lights off in a room, and when they turn the lights back on, everything is magnified and you can see everything so much more clearly. A lot of astrologers will tell you not to manifest with eclipse season because it's darker energy and you'll just cause frustration. I personally don't agree with that at all. I think if you manifest or bring intention in your life around the area that's being activated, meaning the house that's being activated by this eclipse, and use that energy. So let's say it's in your first house and you've been wanting to lose weight, the energy is going to be working very well for you to start a new diet and develop your new concept of self. So working with the energy that's already in motion, if you will. Eclipses are a really good opportunity for you to prioritize, focus, and put your energy into those areas of your life that are accentuated by the eclipse. So possibly manifesting or creating intentions around those areas and working with the energy. And because I'm not an astronomer and I can't retain any information right now because I felt so blah, I want to give you a little bit of an example of the difference between solar and lunar eclipse. So the new moon eclipse is called a solar eclipse. The moon comes between the earth and the sun so that the sunlight is blocked either partially or fully. So that's why like dogs will howl within 1 minute of a solar eclipse. Spiders will take down their web, specifically orb spiders really love to do that for some reason. Bats sometimes come out of their cave if it's a solar eclipse partial. I don't know, maybe a couple come out, who knows? And a whole host of other things that happen. And then a full moon or a lunar eclipse is when the earth is between the moon and the sun, blocking the light of the moon. And what I love, 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 love about eclipses is that it, again, pushes you forward on your journey and pushes the maximum potential forward. So in your birth chart, in your life, you have this full potential you could reach, right? You know it. You know that you haven't been living up to it. And this pushes you forward. It's like, bitch, you're going in the pool. I am pushing you because we get stuck in our fucking ways. And this pushes you forward towards your potential. If you were to ever go back through the last couple years and see where those eclipses are, or you want to get a reading, it is fascinating. If you aren't a believer, you can go through the last couple years and be like, there's no way you can make this up. Trust me, I'm a good storyteller and I can't make it up. It's going to push you forward in that area of your life, whether you want to or not. But if you can maximize that energy, then okay, we moving forward. So again, this eclipse is happening 2 times in Taurus this year, 2 times in Scorpio. Depends where it is in your chart. It depends what planets you have in those houses that could especially activate things. But to make it super simple for you, I'm going to give you a general reading based off of your rising signs and some areas that you can expect. First things first, Aries and Libra rising. You are really going to be focusing on resources, transformation, other people's money. Could be your husband's, it could be clients, it could be some investments coming through. How you circulate money and how you receive and value your money and resources. And basically your whole value system around these things. You'll probably want to explore more spiritually, more sexually, into the occult, into healing. Taurus and Scorpio risings, first and seventh houses. So really that is the self relationship axis. So really, who am I and who are we? This is basically a reincarnation of yourself, relationships, business, clients, and it's also especially prominent if you have your moons here. So again, might be a really good time to create a new self-concept around your diet, who you are, how you show up to the world. I've talked about this a lot in other episodes with the law of assumption and law of manifestation with creating things that you desire. This would be a really good time to change your self-concept or the type of partner you want to attract or how you want your relationship to look and feel and what that shows up as. Because it's going to be ping-ponging all year anyways. And you can either let your subconscious drive you or your conscious mind put attention and energy on those pieces. Virgo and Pisces risings. This is hitting the ninth and third houses, so it's really house of long distance travels, expanding horizons. It could be an actual long trip, or expanding your knowledge spiritually and really pursuing educational and higher learning pursuits, as well as short travels, which is basically the mantra is I think, and you're reprogramming your mind, how you communicate. Maybe you're creating a new course, maybe you're publishing something. For me, I also really take this to spending time to rewriting your subconscious and spending time and really how do you think, what thoughts are showing up for you, and how can you rewrite and give power to the thoughts that are important to create a new concept of yourself, both in how you think and then how you show up with the world. Because Taurus and Scorpio, the real theme of this eclipse is what I have versus what other people's resources are. We're kind of ping-ponging between those themes. So it's really how do I think and then how do I show up for third and ninth house. Next, Leo and Aquarius risings. This is hitting the fourth and the 10th house. So really reframing and reforming your family situation, your career, your authority, how you nurture and how you show up. I had this last year, like I mentioned, I launched my Airbnb. I also changed my home situation. I was traveling a lot. So completely aligned with that. Next one, Sagittarius and Gemini rising. This is the 6th and 12th houses. So secrets and health, how you retreat, your mental health, how do you show up for yourself? How do you prioritize self-care? And how do you show up in the workplace? How do you serve? What about your health? What about your routines? How you serve and how you dream. So what you sacrifice for others and how you are of service. Again, productivity against mental health. Creating a new self-concept here would be I'm the type of person that takes care of myself doing X, Y, and Z. This is my community that I serve. This is my brand statement. This is my mission statement. This is how I take care of my vessel, my body, etc. Cancer and Capricorn rising, 11th and 5th houses. You could lose a friend group and make room to create a new one. You could also have a new relationship status, come into some more money. Really focus on the vision that you want for your life, your friend group, your sex life. Really, really tap into your imagination, and through that imagination, meditation, etc., visualize what you want your life to look like. So what are you giving birth to? Romance, pleasure, abundance, community. Those are all going to be themes that show up for you. Again, we have two eclipses in Taurus and two in Scorpio this year. Big changes, like I said, because also the collective nodes are in those signs, which just remember that there's a lot of activation on these areas this year. So it's really important for you to know the energy that you're working with. Okay, because if you don't, it's not as fun and it can be stressful. And who needs that? We want to move forward. It's going to push us forward anyways, but maybe we can use it as like a little nitro boost to go even farther, because that's where I'm looking to go. So really expect this energy to work over the next 18 months. But definitely around October, November, you're going to see some things come to fruition. That's it for me today, guys. Feeling kind of blah, but we got it done. I'll definitely be posting more online. Would love to know your thoughts, and DM me or click the link if you want to book a reading for eclipse season to see what you're working with, see what planets are getting triggered, what your prediction for things happening is, etc. Okay, I love you. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to Instagram. The handle is AshBetchBaby. It's like bitch with an E. Okay, see you next time.